Title: Snare Anticipation Edits in Jungle Advanced. Ableton Live. All right, welcome back. This is an advanced groove lesson, and we're going straight into one of the most addictive jungle tricks, snare anticipation edits. This is the stuff that makes a break feel like it's leaning forward, like it can't wait for the next bar to hit. You're not just adding more snares, you're creating pickups and little lead-ins that trick the listener's body into feeling the next backbeat early. Done right, it's that classic jungle urgency. Done wrong, it's just extra snare clutter. So we're going to be really intentional. By the end, you'll have a tight two-bar jungle loop with a few anticipation patterns, a consistent snare layer that holds the backbeat together, and some arrangement-ready variations you can drop in every 4, 8, or 16 bars to drive momentum. Let's build it. First, session setup. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Anywhere from 165 to 174 works for jungle, but 170 is a great middle point to dial timing. Now create three tracks. One audio track called Break. One track called Snare Layer. This can be audio or MIDI, your choice. And then we want a drum bus group. So select the Break and Snare Layer tracks and group them. That group is your drum bus. Quick mindset check. Grouping early matters, because anticipation edits increase transient density. If you don't have a bus plan, you'll end up chasing random snare spikes later. Next, choose and prep a break. Drag in something Amen style, think Hot Pants, whatever you like. Turn warp on. For warp mode, you've got two valid directions. If you want it cleaner and more intact, use Complex Pro. If you want it more classic and slicey and gritty, use Beats mode. And if you do use Beats, set Preserve to 1/16, and set Transient Loop mode to off or forward. Off is safer if you hate the buzzy green thing. Now set the loop to 2 bars, and make sure the downbeat is actually on 1.1.1. Add a warp marker there if you need it. And here's a big advanced note, don't overwarp. Jungle groove lives in those tiny natural timing imperfections. If you put warp markers on everything, you can literally erase the vibe. Now we identify our snare anchors. In classic jungle, you're usually feeling that main snare on 2 and 4. Think of those as your pillars. Everything we do is going to decorate the pillars, not knock them over. And because we're at 170 BPM, edits happen fast. So you'll be living on a 1/16 grid and sometimes a 1/32 grid. But again, precision is not the same as perfectly on grid. We'll handle the human feel in a minute. Now, the proper workflow for surgical anticipation edits in Ableton. Slicing. Right-click your break clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. For Slice By, choose Transient. For the slicing preset, pick Built-in, then Sliced Beat. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices, plus a MIDI clip that triggers the break. This is the power move, because now you can move and duplicate snare slices without messing up warp markers or destroying the break's tone. Open that MIDI clip. Find the notes that correspond to the snare slices. If it helps, click around on the drum rack pads to hear which slice is which, then locate those notes in the MIDI clip. Now we're going to create anticipation hits using three core patterns. Pattern A is the classic subtle push, 1/16 early. So if your main snare lands on 1.2.1, put an extra snare hit 1/16 before it, at 1.1.4. Keep it ghosted. Velocity around 40 to 70. And keep the note length tidy. Length doesn't matter much for a one-shot slice, but messy MIDI is a messy brain. When you play this, you should feel the snare pulling you into beat too. It's like a little tug forward. Now pattern B, the double tap lead in. This is more aggressive, more we're cooking now. Before the main snare at 1.2.1, place two hits, one at 1.1.3 and one at 1.1.4. Both are 16th notes. Velocity idea, maybe 55 for the first, 80 for the second, and your main snare stays strong, like 110 up to 127 depending on your break. Teacher note here, the shape matters more than the numbers. You want to ramp up into the main hit, not three identical snares. Identical velocities are how you accidentally turn a pickup into a second backbeat. Now pattern C, the late then early fake out. This is for rollers, darker stuff, tension. Here, you put a ghost hit just barely early, like 1/32 before the main snare. Now full rhythmic event, more like a poke. Switch your grid to 1/32. Place the ghost just ahead of the anchor. And then do something important. Remove or reduce something nearby, like a hat or a kick, so the ghost is actually audible as a gesture. If everything is busy, micro edits disappear. And if you want micro control beyond the grid, use nudge. The exact shortcut depends on your system, but the concept is, Tiny shifts, not full note moves. Timing rule of thumb at 170 BPM, 1 to 4 milliseconds is subtle, human push-pull. 5 to 10 milliseconds is audible urgency, which is perfect for lead-ins. 10 to 15 milliseconds is special effect territory. It can be sick, but you can't do it everywhere. Now we make it feel human, not like MIDI did this. Open the groove pool. Try Swing 16-65, or an MPC 16 Swing Groove, or anything shuffled that matches the vibe. Apply the groove to the MIDI clip, but keep it restrained. Timing may be 10 to 25%. Velocity modulation low, like 0 to 10%. Random just a tiny bit, 2 to 8. But here's the crucial advanced point. Protect your anchors. Your main snares on 2 and 4 should feel confident. If your groove setting moves those around too much, the whole track feels drunk. A really practical workflow is to separate the anchors from the anticipations. Duplicate the MIDI clip. In one clip, keep only the main snare notes. In the other, keep only the anticipation notes. Now you can groove the anticipation clip harder and keep the anchors stable, or even leave them alone completely. Also, velocity is your mix tool before compression. Shape how ghostly anticipations feel using velocity first. If you smash everything with compression and then try to ghost via velocity, the compressor can bring those quiet hits right back up and ruin the point. Now let's layer the snare, because depending on the break, anticipation slices can be weak, or noisy, or inconsistent. On your snare layer track, choose a one-shot snare that has a clean, punchy transient. You can do this as audio, but MIDI in a drum rack is usually the best for control. Then copy your main snare pattern onto the layer, hit on 2 and 4. And optionally, copy the anticipation notes too, but keep them quieter than the mains. This way, your backbeat stays consistent even if the break slice is messy. Here's a solid stock Ableton chain for that snare layer. Start with EQ8. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz. Steep slope. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 300 to 500. Then a gentle boost somewhere around 3 to 7K for crack, but don't turn it into ice. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch up to taste. Keep boom off or very low, and push transients positive, maybe plus 5 to plus 20 depending on how sharp you want it. Then saturator. Analog clip mode, 1 to 4 dB drive, soft clip on. Then utility, keep the snare mostly mono, width somewhere between 0 and 30%, and level match so you're not fooled into thinking louder equals better. If the layer fights the break snare and it sounds facey or hollow, nudge the layer a tiny amount, plus or minus 1 to 10 milliseconds, and recheck. You're basically aligning transients by ear. Now glue the break and layer together on the drum bus. Put a glue compressor on the group. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release auto or 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is about cohesion, not flattening. Optionally add drum bus on the group. Drive 2 to 8. And a little transient boost if you need extra snap. And if you want safety, a limiter with the ceiling around minus 0.3, only shaving peaks. The main reason is that anticipation edits can create surprise transients, and you don't want random clipping just because you got excited with a double tap. Now, arrangement. This is where anticipation edits actually matter. If you put pickups on every snare, you remove contrast, and the ear stops caring. Anticipations are phrase markers. Here are three practical placements. Every four bars, do a simple push into the next bar, 1/16th early ghost before a main snare. Think of it like punctuation. Every 8 bars, do a mini fill, a double tap into 2 or into 4. And here's a secret weapon. Remove a kick right before the main snare. That negative space makes your pickup feel bigger than it actually is. Every 16 bars, do a proper turnaround. Combine a tiny micro whirly ghost, maybe a double tap, and even a tiny stop, like 1/16th of silence before the main snare. That little vacuum makes the snare hit like a door slam. Now add effects, but only on selected anticipation hits. Don't wash the groove. Set up return A as a reverb. Hybrid reverb or standard reverb is fine. Decay about 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, and high pass the reverb, around 300 to 600 Hz so it doesn't cloud the low mids. Return B is delay. Use echo. Set it to 1/8 or 1/16th timing, feedback about 10 to 25%, and filter it. High pass around 300, low pass around 6 to 10k. Now automate the send amount for just that anticipation note. That's the throw. You're creating a moment, then snapping back to dry drums. A couple advanced variation ideas if you want extra realism and identity. Try a flam style anticipation. Duplicate the anticipation hit and offset the copy by something like 6 to 14 milliseconds. First hit lower velocity, second slightly higher. Now it feels like a stick drag, without needing a whole new rhythm. Or do ghost to rimshot contrast. Use one snare character for the main hit, and a different one for the anticipation, like a rimmy snare or a tighter snap. Same timing, different tone, and the ear perceives motion. Or the triplet bait, put an anticipation on a 16th note triplet position, but keep the main snare straight. It creates that classic jungle argument in the groove. Use it sparingly, usually at phrase ends. Sound design extra. If your anticipations disappear on small speakers, make a parallel tick layer. Duplicate your snare layer track. High pass aggressively around 2 to 4kHz, saturate it, and make it super short with drum bus transient shaping. Blend it quietly, only for anticipations. This makes the pickup readable without making the main snare harsh. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Number 1. Over-anticipating everything. If every snare has a lead in, nothing feels like a lead in anymore. Number 2. Anticipations too loud. They're pickups, not extra backbeats. A quick check. Mute your main snares for a second. If the groove still sounds like it has a strong snare pattern, your ghosts are too prominent. Number 3. Moving the anchor timing. Keep the 2 and 4 dependable. Let the ghosts do the dancing. And number 4. Bad slicing or too much warping. If the break loses its natural micro swing, it stops sounding like jungle and starts sounding like a loop being forced into place. Let's wrap with a tight 15-minute practice routine. Load an amen break and slice it to MIDI. Make 3 variations of a 2-bar loop. Variation 1. A single 16th early ghost into snare on 2, but only in bar 1. Variation 2. A double tap into snare on 4, but only in bar 2. Variation 3. A micro early 30-second ghost, and remove one kick just before the main snare so you can actually hear the gesture. Now add your snare layer and keep the main snare identical across all variations. The anchors should feel consistent. We're varying the pickups, not rebuilding the backbeat every time. Then arrange an 8-bar phrase. Bars 1 to 2. Variation 1. This audio version is shortened for playback.